Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Y'all, I just got done mowing the backyard because, oh my goodness, there is so much to do. Like, the Pride 48 weekend, which I loved, and it was a lot of fun, but I couldn't get other stuff done. So, like I said, we had to grocery shop on Monday after work, and then I needed to mow the front lawn, but after work, it's just so, there's not a lot of time to mow both the front and the back lawn. So I mowed the front yard yesterday, and then I realized orchestra rehearsal is starting back today, but it had been 2 weeks since I had mowed the back lawn. And I can't wait because at some point my lawnmower won't even be able to do it. And we're, you know, as I've said, we're keeping my parents' dog and he does use the doggy door. Although now that Sydney's hair is cut, she's able to use the doggy door because the problem was in the summer when I was mowing, especially, and the grass is getting higher and stuff, she would come in and she would always have grass in her hair. And because we go back and forth between bagging and not, but now our trash company does not pick up bagged clippings. They won't do it. So you have to take them yourself to some dump somewhere. But I mean, Mark has a little mini SUV, but it's a tiny, you shouldn't even call it an SUV really. And I have a sports car, so it's difficult for us to do, you know, a lot of lugging of things around. And so it's a pain in the butt to bag the grass. But then if I don't, the mower that I've got doesn't do the mulching very well. So it leaves big piles of grass all over the place. The cost of electric. Go green and your lawnmower doesn't mulch very well. But anyway, but I'm, you know, still going to do it. So anyway, I had to mow the back lawn today because tomorrow is the Grape Festival in Tonty Town. The Grape Festival started Tuesday, but they do a spaghetti dinner, a homemade Italian spaghetti dinner that starts only Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And Friday I have mixed minus and Saturday I have a haircut. So I had grocery store Monday, mowing Tuesday, mowing plus orchestra Wednesday, Grape Festival Thursday, mixed minus Friday, haircut Saturday. So, and then I have to mow again on Sunday. So, and then the week starts over again. Anyway, I got an email from Dr. P. And I thought I would read it. He says, hey, I know you've mentioned your parents' dog has a cough. And I thought I'd share my experience with my dog. Their conditions may be caused by totally different things. So obviously it's only a suggestion. My dog suffers from mitral valve insufficiency, which has caused her heart to greatly enlarge to compensate. To keep it under control, she's taking many medicines, Lasix, Enapril, Pimobidin. Vetmedin, I don't know. As a result, her large heart, with every heartbeat, the heart compresses the lung and esophagus, which then triggers a cough. After seeing a specialist, terbutaline and Serenia were prescribed. Terbutaline dilates the airway and Serenia is normally prescribed to control nausea, but has a side effect of reducing cough. In Daphne's case, the terbutaline worked wonders and she rarely, if ever, coughs now. I don't think Serenia does anything for her because there is no change when I give it to her for several days, but this doesn't mean it wouldn't work for Shane. The one thing I would say about terbutaline, it can be metabolized quite rapidly in the dog's system, so if it works for a while and then stops, it would be better to split the dosage up over several times a day. Daphne gets the same size pill every day, but I split it into quarters and give her a quarter of it 4 times a day. Anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there for you and you can do with it as you please. You know, I thought Oh, and he signs it Dr. P, former podcaster. Aw, wah wah. You should start your own. Do a personal journal podcast. Anyway, yeah, you know, one of the reasons I think I mention it a lot is because I'm baffled. I am baffled that a veterinarian could not accurately diagnose this. And they've just like, you know, thrown up their hands and they're like, oh, you know, guess we'll never know. it just seems like there's something they could do, right? But what, and I've told my parents before, I'm like, why have they not died? Well, we don't know. They've tried different things, but they can't seem to. And I don't know if my parents are not paying, wanting to pay for the really expensive tests, or I'm not really sure. But anyway, I will bring it up to them. The other reason I say that is because my dog, Katie, who I had before, she had a heart condition and it caused her lungs to fill up with fluid. And so she would cough. And, you know, because she was basically in the early stages of heart failure. And so, you know, it makes them cough. And they were able to prescribe Lasix for her, which, you know, get rid of the water in your body. And it controlled her coughing. So as long as I gave her her pill every day, she was fine. And so I thought, how can they not tell what's causing a cough? Like, it makes no sense to me. But anyway, I mean, maybe it's a sucky vet because the experience boarding Sydney there was not fun. And now she's shaved as a result. So anyway, but thanks for the email. I will bring it up to them when they're back from there. They should be landing in Helsinki. They've probably already landed in Helsinki, but I'm not sure exactly what time. Oh my gosh. Somebody outside just did that drag racing thing where they're... Probably have a small penis. But anyway, thanks for your email, and I'll let them know. So yesterday, I made chicken adobo for dinner. And I made ramen noodles, and it was very delicious. We had a chicken adobo over ramen noodles. We watched more, like I said, I mowed, but we watched more Paper Girls, which interestingly enough, I think I said this before, but I think they may have delivered one paper in the entire series so far, and I doubt they're going to because they've completely gone away from that. So I guess they just called it Paper Girls because they met because they were all paper girls, but literally they meet the first day that this girl is delivering papers on her paper route, and then all hell breaks loose and they get stuck in a time loop and like all this kind of stuff. But anyway, so we watched that. And that's pretty much all we did. I did not have any more Pride 48 stuff to do, so I'm completely done with the Pride 48 stuff for a while. Everyone has gotten the links to their recordings, and now Gary went into the chat room and asked, was I doing Throwing Down yesterday? And I didn't see it until today, so I felt like, well, he knows the answer now. But no, the Throwing Down episode that we did over the weekend was this week's Throwing Down, so... it'll be a couple of weeks before we do, well, not a couple of weeks. It'll be another week before we do another Throwing Down. So, anyway, that was, pretty much it for my evening. And now I'm gonna dry my hair cause I took a shower after mowing and go to orchestra. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.